This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, y'all, it's that time. Bark like a dog, meow like a kitten. The truth about pet cancer is happening. Your cats, your pets are going to love you because they're not going to get cancer, or if they have it, we're going to find out how to reverse it. Ty Bollinger, all that work about to release right after the show this evening. I'm so excited.
Pretty exciting, RSB. I'm pumped, too. I can't wait to see the first episode, even though I've seen it a couple dozen times so far as we produced it. I can't wait to see it when it's live.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be, I don't know, I think, is it true I'm going to be barking like a dog on the one of the episodes or something? Entice people.
You howl at the moon, actually, yes, in one of those episodes, you do.
Right, it's after a homeopathic remedy, like Super Don likes it when we talk about homeopathic owl or something weird like that. No, I don't think that happens, but we do talk homeopathy, we do talk homeoprophylaxis, I'm sure, and other things in a number of episodes, and there's so much information that has never before been put together in this way, all together, over the course of how many nights now this is going to happen?
Seven nights, brother, starting tonight. This is episode number one, and each episode will run for 24 hours until 9 o'clock Eastern the next night. And then so tomorrow night, 9 Eastern, episode two takes over and so forth. So seven straight nights, and then we'll probably do a weekend replay. And I think Charlene and I are going to do a Q&A session as well.
Awesome. So yeah, I had wondered about that, if it was going to, you know, after doing so many of these rollouts, and we have a lot of people watching on YouTube that are so grateful for you and all of the Truth About series, if there was going to be a different way where they were, you know, on and they remained on. But it sounds like the pattern has worked, so that you play them for 24 hours, the next episode airs, and then you follow that pattern till it's done, and then like a replay weekend, like a free-for-all, everybody gets to catch up.
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, you're right. That is the formula that's worked for us. The purpose is to get the information out there. And what we found is that if you give somebody, you put something up and you tell them, you know, it's going to be available for the next week, they don't watch it until the midnight of the last night because people procrastinate. So we found that we get a bigger number of people reached if we give them 24 hours to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, very nice. So what thematically, can you lay it out, overview in anticipation, so people realize the depth and breadth of the subjects that are going to be covered over the next number of nights?
Sorry, Robert, I can't do that, man. I could do that, but I couldn't. I have to kill you.
No.
Sure, I'll do it. So the first night, Robert, tonight is probably one of the most important episodes, if not the most important episode, I think, because we get into the history of why the treatments are what they are, very much like what we did in The Truth About Cancer with Global Quest. We went into the history of chemotherapy and the medical monopoly and so forth in the Flexner Report. So we go into similar things for veterinarians, and so that people can understand why the state of affairs are what it is right now in the United States with veterinarians. And so we go into the history of chemotherapy, because chemotherapy is actually used on dogs and pets now. So it's more of a foundational episode where you understand at the end of this episode why maybe your veterinarian doesn't know as much as you thought they did about nutrition. Well, that's because they don't take any classes in nutrition in vet school. They take the few classes that they do take are funded by the big pet food companies. Mm-hmm. So there's a conflict of interest with the education, very much so the same way that there is with medical school. There is the information. It's just they're good people that are kind of miseducated. And so tonight's episode gets into that, and it lays the foundation for the whole rest of the series. It goes into statistics of pet cancer tonight, some of the possible causes we begin to address. And then you see, I think, probably, Robert, in this one, more experts than all the other episodes, not combined, but than in any other given episode. I think there's more experts in this one. I wanted to kind of give the viewing audience a flavor of what they're going to see for the next 7 nights and lay a foundation and give them a good view of a lot of the experts that are in it. So it's one that you do not want to miss. But I took a long time to explain that, but I think it's foundational upon the whole series. So all that to say, get people signed up. Watch up, you know, sign up to watch tonight, folks. You know, forward it to your family and friends. Get them, you know, the link that's on robertscottbell.com, forward it to them so they can watch it for free. This is a very important episode. So then episode number two, we go specifically into food. Episode three, vaccines. Episode four and five are causes. Episode six and seven are treatments and other preventatives.
Nice. Well, you got it all covered. In fact, I had a smoothie today with some organic greens in it and some organic bone broth protein. Because I knew I had to stay up late to watch it after the show. So I'm raring to go, folks. Ready this is go. The way to do it. Good. We got to plan our nutrition accordingly so we can stay up late and watch the truth about pet cancer. Now, you mentioned history, and it is interesting the parallels between allopathic medicine for humans and how it devolved as well allopathic medicine for pets, because it's so counterintuitive to think, well, yeah, why not drugs for animals, right? Wait, they're even more a part of nature than humans are. Humans got the idea somehow that they could divorce themselves and conquer nature, if you will. The animals never had that idea except for the humans that took them out of the natural realm or world. Now, if we talk about that history, let's go back to some of the human history stuff. I tease that we would be talking about your book, Monumental Myths of the Modern Medical Mafia and Mainstream Media, and the multitude of lying liars that manufactured them. And in this book, one of the chapters goes into something that's relevant for today, 50 years ago, the assassination of MLK, Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. And the official story, again, honoring our good buddy Liam Sheff, who passed from this place almost a year ago, 2 days shy of a year ago today. Now, we got to go back and say, my gosh, how much did we get wrong, or do we not even know about that assassination, and how much of the subterfuge and made-up official stories is still playing large in us with each major disaster, catastrophe, or event? How much of what we're learning from the mainstream news still lying liars, right? And I think it is just as bad as it ever was, even though there are opportunities to learn the other side of the story with new media.
Yeah, I agree, Robert. There are. The MLK assassination is interesting. I bet most people don't really have a clue. They don't really know anything about it. I bet most people couldn't even name the name of the assassin, the alleged assassin. Whereas we look at, like, JFK, right? JFK, everybody knows Lee Harvey Oswald. It was in Dallas. It was the grassy knoll. He was killed by a single shooter. I mean, everyone knows the official story. With MLK, I don't think that people even know the official story, except he was assassinated, and that's all they know. And if they begin to read about what really happened, and then they begin to compare what the official story is, or the monumental myth, whatever you want to call it, to what's possible, what's feasible, what do the eyewitnesses say, what does the forensic evidence say, they would see that the official story is completely false, could not be true. And that's exactly where you get. Well, we can go into some details of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., but it's clear that the official story is a lie. As a matter of fact, the 1999 jury trial, or a civil trial, determined that James Earl Ray was innocent. No, you never heard about it, though. You didn't hear about the trial that acquitted him. You only heard about the trial that convicted him. When they looked at all the evidence, the civil trial, Martin Luther King's own family was at the trial. They agreed that James Earl Ray could not have been the assassin.
You just mentioned something right there. By the way, I'm holding open the book here for those of you on YouTube watching us. The Monumental Myths, it's chapter 17, page 109 in the version I have, MLK, Major Monumental Myth. Again, 50 years ago today, April 4th, 1968. You mentioned James Earl Ray, you know, a lone nut, single gun guy, right? They convict him. No, they didn't. They actually found out how many years later that they said he was not guilty? You just mentioned it.
Well, it was a civil trial about, 31 years later. It was It was 1968 that the murder happened. 1999, 31 years later, a civil trial acquitted him. Now, this is after he was, this is posthumously, this is after he's already dead. But they found him to be not guilty of the assassination. But you didn't hear about it, right? Did you hear about the 1999 trial? If you're listening, folks, have you heard about that? Did you hear about the 30-day trial with over 70 witnesses and 4,000 pages of transcripts that acquitted James Earl Ray? You probably didn't. Why? Well, because it wasn't covered. The mainstream media neglected to cover this. They didn't. They attacked the judge. They attacked the defense counsel. They attacked the jury. They even attacked Dr. Martin Luther King's family. They called them names. They mocked. They buried the story. It was never shown on. Nobody covered it on national, you know, from a national perspective. So that's why you didn't know about that. But I mean, we can go into some of the anomalies of the assassination, Robert, because the official story, and I'm just going to read this real quick, Robert. This is the first couple paragraphs in my book, but this is the official story. And then we can discuss this, you know, on a couple of segments here. So April 4th, 1968, while standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Dr. King was assassinated. The official story is that James Earl Ray, who was a bumbling petty crook, was staying across the street, and he shot him. Now, apparently the bathroom that he allegedly shot out of was the window in the bathroom was over his head, so James Earl Ray apparently had to stand on a bathtub to fire the shot that killed him. So then he runs out, and then he runs the length of the entire boarding house that he was staying at. He dumps a bundle that contained the guns in the street, or the gun and bullets in the street. Then he walks calmly to his Mustang and drives away within 90 seconds. Okay, he drives off his Mustang, and he evades the police arrest. They set up a dragnet in Memphis, but he gets through them. And even though he's driving a white Mustang all the way, and he gets all the way to Atlanta. Then he leaves the country, and then they find him in Portugal, and he's convicted. Okay, that's the official story.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is there's a lot of things that people need to ask before they believe that story. Number one, how do you have so many police on the scene so quickly, yet they can't find the guy leaving, running, you know, in a Mustang? Why did several people claim to have seen a gunman in the bushes across the street, but they were quickly told that's not what they saw? Why were the bushes cut down the next morning, Robert? Let's talk about that when we come back over the break.
50 years after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., still a lot of people, most people, have no earthly idea how much of a cluster you know what it was. The monumental myth, we're talking about it today with Ty Bollinger. And very excited also, of course, we mentioned the truth about pet cancer. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Send it out. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries.
Hello, Ty Bollinger
the truth
here.
About cancer.
That sounds like Ty Bollinger.
Can the three wise men...
All right, man, that was a good first segment, I thought.
Yeah, way to open her up.
And feel younger and live longer. The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
It is an unusual edition of Outside the Box today because not every day is it 50 years from the day of a major assassination in our history, that of MLK, April 4th, 1968. And in Ty's book, Monumental Myths, there are chapters on a whole lot of things. And it is, it's extraordinary how much we don't know because it didn't get the kind of publicity and interest, obviously, of JFK, the assassination of President Kennedy. So there's a lot of things that are similar in a lot of these major events that we might call, I don't know if false flag's the right word, except when you can, because the events really happen in these cases. MLK, as far as I know, was really shot and killed. And 9/11, the towers really did come down. But you look at the backgrounders, the commonalities between all these major world-changing events, if you will, and the cover-ups that follow, the way they engage in those cover-ups. And you go through that in this book, and maybe we should talk about that today. Again, it's never going to be 50 years from the date ever again, so why not?
Here's the problem with this whole thing, the reason that the MLK assassination stinks so much, Robert, mm-hmm. is that, did you know that there was never a police investigation? Did you know that they figured it out. It was James Earl Ray without an investigation. They never did a house-to-house investigation of anybody that lived around the hotel. Did you know that they never knocked on anybody's doors to interview them that lived in the area? Hmm. Did you know there was a fire station across the street from the hotel where he was assassinated? They never talked to the firemen over there to see if they saw anything.
Wow.
I mean, there were and by the way, there were photographers on the rooftop of a building right across the street from the assassination. There were dozens of photographers, but we've never seen a single picture. It's like the videotapes of the Pentagon They're all confiscated, right? We never seen that plane go into the Pentagon because it didn't. It was a missile, I think. But it wasn't a plane. And there was 86 cameras on that section of the Pentagon, but we've never seen one of the videos. Why? FBI confiscated them. Same. We've never seen pictures that the photographers took from up there. It's interesting, isn't it? And it's also interesting, Robert, that the next day, despite the fact that we had at least half a dozen eyewitnesses, Solomon Jones, Olivia Catling, Earl Caldwell, there's several eyewitnesses there on the spot that said they saw a shooter in the bushes across the street when Dr. Martin Luther King was killed. They saw the shoot. They saw a gunshot. They heard it. They saw gunpowder. And then it was never investigated. But not only was that never investigated, the next morning at 7 a.m., they get a call from the Memphis Police Department with an order to tear down the bushes. Isn't that interesting, Robert? That the morning after the assassination, they got an order from the police department to tear down the bushes, to rip them up.
Ty, the patterns emerging in terms of FBI corruption.
Uh-huh.
Folks, you might look back and go, well, the FBI wouldn't do that, right? Of course, go back to J. Edgar Hoover. And you know, there's so much corruption within these federal agencies. And, of course, more recently, finding out the collusion with the would-be Clinton administration under Obama and the attacks on Trump prior to even the election and then after the election, before he's even president officially, now that he's president. And you go, my gosh, this is not, you can't put this past these federal agencies. They are cesspools of corruption. I'm not saying they're indicting every individual within those organizations. But there are plenty of people who have been bought off and hidden agendas and deep state stuff that's been going on ever since the origin of these so-called police forces on the federal level. So I think it should be more, let's say, acknowledged and maybe responsive. Well, of course they did. Of course they were corrupt today than ever before, as opposed to being shocked that this would have happened.
Yeah, I guess so. But, Robert, I still think there's so many people out there that just have their eyes wide shut, at this point. They're just so clueless as to what's really going on. And a lot of people still don't. A lot of people still don't believe that the government is capable of such evil. And I'm not blaming a particular agency. I don't know who was responsible for it. But what I do know about this Martin Luther King murder is that it's not what we're told. And we're told that James Earl Ray, he did it and he was convicted and that's that, and there was no conspiracy. Well, the civil trial said there was a conspiracy that included the government. That was specific in their conclusion. And we also see eyewitnesses saw somebody else do it other than James Earl Ray, but James Earl Ray is the only one that we've ever been told had anything to do with it. We'll pick it up after the break. There's so much more to discuss.
Yeah, and I also want to discuss the reason why people remain oblivious to these facts, to knowing this. What would happen if they acknowledged it? And, of course, maybe that's the big danger that not only the authorities don't want to have happen, but the people who want to remain blind to it don't want to have happen. We'll get to that and more with Ty Bollinger after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, brought to you by Organic Greens. So good, even Super Don loves it. And we utilize that every day. I had my Organic Greens smoothie today. I also put in some of the Organic Bone Broth protein, some of the creamy vanilla there, TMB. I gotta get those enzymes, though, the Organic enzymes, and some of the T-Plex. So there's a lot of great stuff we've been talking with Doc Newsom over the last weeks about. So if you want to know about any of the details as to why they've been formulated the way they have, what's in them, amazing information available through the archives, all for free at robertscottbell.com, through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, YouTube, and, of course, our home and broadcast radio syndication, that is GCN, GCNlive.com. All right, TMB, we're talking about 50 years after. The psychology now about the whole history of all these conspiracies, the MLK assassination, the cover-ups, etc. I want to get into some of the psychology of
why people don't see through this, even though the information is out there. But you want to correct the record on some of your memories about that 1999 civil trial.
Well, yeah, I just want to be clear. There was a civil trial in 1999. That was completely accurate. But I wasn't clear that the civil trial was actually the family of Martin Luther King Jr. They sued a man named Lloyd Jowers, who was related to the, he was involved with the mafia in Memphis. He owned a restaurant across the street and was intimately involved in the assassination, they believed. And so they sued him, and that was the civil trial. So it wasn't a civil trial against James Earl Ray. It was a civil trial against Lloyd Jowers, and the jury found, it was about half white, half black jury at that point. So it was definitely a jury of his peers. And they found that he was guilty of conspiring to kill Martin Luther King Jr. and that James Earl Ray was innocent. So that was the little bit that I didn't include, is it wasn't this. It was not just acquitting James Earl Ray. It was convicting Lloyd Jowers of the assassination, being involved with it. But it was never made public. Nobody saw it on television.
Right, and that would have been a big. Think about how big a deal that is. It's huge news, and suddenly
it's huge.
It's not there. It's not anywhere. You don't find it unless you dig for it. So, TMB, I got to ask you. You know, I've had my awakenings this lifetime and seeing the butt ugliness of what's behind what's now called the deep state. Global order. You know, folks that are running things behind the scenes, and then what they manipulate into reality for everybody.
Uh huh.
The acceptance of, you know, every 4 years you get to vote for president, and you know, if you're a Democrat, you vote for a Democrat. You're voting, you know, and things change, right? But the more things change, they stay the same. And you wrote this book, Monumental Myths, and not only the MLK assassination, many things that are just not pleasant, as you say. Even though it was fascinating to research, you come out of that, and you're like, how do you have "quote unquote faith in any secular governmental institution."
Well, exactly, Robert. Because look, the reality is, people probably have no idea that that Judge Joe Brown, that was the judge of the civil trial, they looked at the Remington .30-06 rifle that was allegedly used by James Earl Ray. They did ballistics on it, and the ballistics didn't match in the bullet in Martin Luther King. So, I mean, Isn't ballistic evidence some of the major evidence that we use in court to convict or acquit somebody in a gun crime? Well, yeah. And guess what? The ballistics say that it wasn't the rifle that he allegedly dumped in a dumpster. And by the way, the owner of a restaurant across the street that had witness of that dumpster said that somebody dumped that before the shot ever happened. Mm-hmm. So in other words, that was planted there, very much like the Oswald, you know, when the gun up there wasn't even the gun that was used, and it wasn't even the gun that was in the picture. But anyway, that's another whole story in and of itself. But the bottom line is, none of the evidence in this Martin Luther King Jr. assassination, it doesn't hold up. I mean, there were eyewitnesses that saw another man run out of the bushes and get in a cab or into a car. It wasn't a cab, and drive off. And they have testimony from a cab driver that took somebody that allegedly was bragging about just killing Martin Luther King Jr. that had a gun, and he was an eyewitness to him throwing it over the bridge on the Mississippi River. So, I mean, there's so many holes in this story that people just don't know there's so many holes. I think if they start, you know, kind of looking into it, we'll see that the official story is completely impossible, that James Earl Ray did not do it. The government was involved according to the 1999 civil trial. It's just it's absurd, really, that nobody questions this anymore. I'm surprised if the media was really the media, Robert, if they were really reporters, if they were really looking to break a story, this should be on every news station in the world today.
Especially
look at what
today.
We've covered about evidence. Yeah, the evidence of Martin Luther King Jr. Nothing. It's all crickets. You won't hear anything about it.
50 years later, folks, and they still won't report on it in the mainstream media. It takes, you know, new media to discuss it. It takes digging and researching by authors that are not invited on to mainstream television shows or radio shows in that way. Why? As I say, the psychology of it. Would it be too shocking? Would they know the truth? Would they know that they should never place their faith in governmental institutions? In media that's bought by global corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all the people of these United States or wherever you're listening. And if that were the case, then, of course, would there be a breakdown in civil society, civic society, I think you would begin to now look and say, how do we help ourselves and how do we help each other and minimize the damage, not potential, actual damage that government does every day? And our founding fathers, folks, in America, they knew that. They warned us and they said, "You, the best you can hope to do is limit the damage that government does." And yet now we have people on both sides of the political aisle that worship government. And if they don't outright worship it like our leftist friends, those in the so-called conservative right will say they don't worship it, they don't love it and trust it, but at the same time, they'll grow it. And we're at $21 trillion in artificial debt that you can't question according to, I think, certain provisions of law or regulation that eventually will become there's not enough gold in the world if you equivocated it out to the trillions of Federal Reserve notes to ever pay it off. So the illusion has to be kept going by keeping people fed illusions. And perhaps those people are as guilty as those feeding the illusions because they don't want to see through this. They would like to be blissfully ignorant of the way the world really works. But it's a shocker when it slaps them in the face when they can no longer put food on their table. And I know this is, I don't know if it's a, it's definitely not a Shakespearean soliloquy, but I wanted to bring this up on this day 50 years later, because 50 years later you're saying, how is it possible that this is not front page news everywhere? 50 years to the day that he was assassinated, MLK, and they're not talking about the 1999 trial. That alone would be huge news everywhere, should be.
You know, it should be, Robert. It should be. You know, there's one of the best books that I've read that's written on this subject is called An Act of State, The Execution of Dr. Martin Luther King. It's by Dr. William Pepper. And it was one of the best, most well-documented books that I've ever read on it. And there's no doubt that I mean, look, the civil trial, under U.S. civil law, they found that covert U.S. government agencies were guilty of assassinating Martin Luther King Jr. So, in other words, a jury trial has determined 21 years ago that the U.S. government assassinated Martin Luther King Jr. That's what a jury trial determined, and nobody covered it. Can you imagine that? I mean, it blows my mind that a jury came to that conclusion, mm-hmm. and nobody's covering it. You know, you like I said, you would think that if they wanted to break a story, this would be a good one to break on the 50-year anniversary of him being assassinated.
Now, we have somebody on YouTube saying in 1999 there was an article published in the New York Times about the trial. Memphis jury sees conspiracy in Martin Luther King's killing. Of course, when they present it in the New York Times, there has to be some sort of what they call a limited hangout, where they'll acknowledge some of it, but then the news cycle moves on. Instead of giving it the coverage it deserves, right? You begin to pull a thread, like John Rappaport talks about. Pull the thread, see where it goes, pull that one, and really reveal the entire sordid picture, right? The entire sweater, whatever it is, blood-soaked. Instead, it's like, okay, we've mentioned it, now move on. And because people are pretty much passive in what they're receiving about the reality of the world instead of actively engaged in co-creating it, they move along with the media. The media says, well, if it was important, the media would have covered it. They would have dug deeper in it. And so the beat goes on. You follow me? This is the psychology of how it's played. And this is kudos to everybody that watches the Truth About Cancer series, the Truth About Pet Cancer. You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You read, you know, Mike Adams at Natural News, Alex Jones. Here, you know, you're taking steps to get beyond remedial, just feed me, and that's all I got to do. Now, what do you do with this information, right? What do you do? And that's the, you know, it's the psychological question, if you will, maybe a spiritual question, a deeper question about, my gosh, all of those institutions are not only are they fallible, but they're criminal. And so what's the next thing to do? Again, I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to insinuate at all that the jury or that the civil trial was not covered at all. That's really not what I meant. Mm-hmm. It was covered. I'm sure that there was dozens of papers that covered the trial, but it didn't gain any. I mean, nobody covered it more than like one or two nights. I mean, it was like it hit, like you said, it hit the cycle, and then it was gone. Something that this big, a jury trial that said the government was guilty of conspiracy to kill Martin Luther King Jr. It got in a couple dozen newspapers for a couple days, and then it went bye-bye. And what happened? Well, the people that published the stories, the different newspapers that published the stories, I would suppose something like this happened. They got a call the next day and said, hey, you know what? That story about the jury trial in Memphis, it'd probably be better if you didn't cover that again.
Yeah,
you might want to make that your last story. And it came from high up.
Mm-hmm.
And they all got the memo the next night, and it was never covered again. That is what happened.
Well, and you see it evidence like Sinclair Broadcasting, I think it is more conservative news media, but the control of the message was evidenced in some kind of message that was sent out about fake news and being a danger to democracy. And you've seen this picture of hundreds or dozens of stations all saying the same phrase, the same phrase, the same phrase.
Yeah.
Now, this happens in liberal media. It happens because, I mean, again, these are talking points that go down through and distribute out. And so it's a programming. It's a language to program the population. It's become more obvious than ever. The question is, what do you do with this information? We hope that you keep tuning into the Robert Scott Bell Show. Keep paying attention to things that we're doing here with the truth about pet cancer, for instance, to break the mind control cycle that says your cancer is suffering from a deficiency of chemotherapy radiation and needs a heck of a lot more surgery if he's going to live. That's the cycle we got to break here.
It is a cycle we got to break. And you know, Robert, the reality is, the reality is I'm hearing some music here.
Yeah.
So why don't we pick up the reality after the break?
All right, folks, get ready. The Truth About Pet Cancer is launching immediately following the Robert Scott Bell Show this evening. For those of you listening live, if you're not sure how to see the broadcast, we'll tell you about that as well before we wrap it up. More on the MLK assassination 50 years later after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN
Robert,
representative.
Hi,
advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, cool.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, the risk and the danger, if you're not balanced, if you're not rooted in some form of, like I said, for lack of a better way to say it, spirituality, whatever that is for you, you can get lost in this and go into a deep funk and a depression, a dark place, because, you know, it's the ugly side of humanity, manipulation, murder, whatever. But, I mean, this stuff has been going on for thousands of years. It's not like it's new, but people have the perception that, oh, well, it's modern times, it doesn't happen that way. But just look at the issue of vaccination, and you'll see assassinations happening every day to our children, endorsed by government, the CDC and its schedule, pediatricians with licenses, if not injecting, then drugging with poisons. And, of course, the cancer industry, Ty Bollinger, which you have revealed so well in so many years now. And we look at, you know, an incident like a one-off in a sense. I mean, there are assassinations throughout history, but, I mean, if we talk MLK 50 years ago, and we go, well, that's an anomaly. No. It's just that, you know, not everybody was as famous and here rabble-rousing and changing things like MLK was, right? But any child could have been the next MLK. That it was taken out before they had an opportunity by a vaccination. So we have to open our eyes and see these realities yet. Find a way to come back to center so that we don't go off the deep end and lose it like this woman from Iran who goes up and shoots up YouTube. Now, I'm no fan of YouTube, even though we're on YouTube, because of the censorship of Mike Adams, right, or others. Mm-hmm. But again, the things that are happening today, they'll happen more because we're so disconnected from source, if you know what I mean, Ty.
Yeah, that's true. And they, you know, things like that continue to happen because, I think that a lot of what's going on today has to do with the psychotropic drugs. It has to do with, mm-hmm. I think it has to do with mind control. It has to do with a lot of programming on television or video. I mean, there's all kinds of different reasons that our brains, that switch is just gets flipped so quickly nowadays compared to 20 or 30 years ago. That governor, that regulator on behavior, mm-hmm. it's not there to the extent it used to be. And I think that, you know, a big part of it probably is a spiritual reason, which you're mentioning. I think that's a big part of it, and people are they're just out to do whatever makes them happy and feels good to them without any consequences and without any ramifications to other people. We can't live that way. I think if we look at the Bible, it says, you know, do unto others you want to have them do to you. If we live that way, mm-hmm. man, world would be a lot better place, wouldn't it?
Yeah, oh, indeed. I remember reading the book by Richard Mayberry, Whatever Happened to Justice, and he, you know, had analyzed the world religions and found out, well, what can we find in common? And it was, you know, basically that do unto others thing. Do all you have agreed to do and do not encroach on other persons or their property. In other words, don't steal things, don't kill people, don't break things, and if you go into an agreement, follow through. Pretty simple. The common law. But if people have no moral compass, ethical or whatever, and they learn a lot about this from government. Government steals, thou shalt not steal is the first thing they do. And you go, well, if the government could do it, you know, it's like, I learned it from you, Dad, you're in government. So we have come, I don't know, full circle this hour, certainly. And we're about to go into hopefully some more positive territory, but we must learn real history in order to not repeat it. And that's what the truth about pet cancer is about to reveal in the history episode.
Oh man, I'm so pumped. 5 minutes now till episode one begins to air. So as soon as we get off here, I'm running upstairs, going to grab some organic snacks with Charlene and the kiddos and sit down and watch it.
The truth about pet cancer, folks. However you find it, if you've seen it linked in social media, if you've gotten emails out, if you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see a link. You click on the link, it'll take you there. Just enter your email address. You'll get a link sent to you and you can watch it for free. Episode 1 airs 24 hours, then go to episode 2 and follow on through. You love your cats and dogs and whatever animals you got. We got to get this information out, Ty. Too much suffering going on. And again, the irony of that woman who's a vegan who loved animals, you know, she would have been much better promoting the truth about pet cancer than railing against YouTube.
True. Well, you know, our desire is to get the truth out to everybody. So episode one is going to do it tonight. And I think that people are going to be pleasantly surprised when they watch it, as well as informed and begin to become empowered on how to heal their pets.
Yes. And if you see RSB go, oh, it's not really me. I didn't do it.
Maybe.
He dubbed it. TMB dubbed it. All right, folks, we're about.
I think you're in episode one, RSB. You're in several of the episodes, but I think you're in one as well.
Well, I hope I shaved and cleaned up for it. So
cleaned up pretty nice. You did.
All right. Well, listen, a love to you, my friend, the whole family. Happy birthday, Bryce Bollinger, sweet 16 man, the baseball home run hitter, big time pitcher. We look forward to seeing you soon. And TMB, you know, we're about out of time. As it happens, we move on, ready to go. Truth about pet cancer after the break. Go to it. Tell them what they need to know, my friend.
The power to heal is yours. Take care.
Bye. For the pets, for the kitties, for the doggies. We'll be back tomorrow.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, run away, Ty Bollinger. Go take it.
I came back to my sunshine.
All right, buddy.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.